Well, welcome back to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Well, it's been quite a hiatus with all the holidays. I hope you're back with me. Well, sooner or later you'll come back. And this is show number 170 of October 15th. Okay, the last couple of weeks we had Shemini Atzeret and Simchas Torah and Sukkot and all these holidays, so it was a marathon, and I trust that that you are back with me. So in the background, we hear the wonderful selection of Hava Nagila. Now, you know, this is in response to those crazy people who talked about the fact that Hava Nagila was too Jewish, or I don't even remember. It was so crazy. It really was crazy. It's hard to believe that people have such narishkeit, if you will. Oh, okay, we will have our narishkeits. Well, I hope that this year will bring a year of good health and happiness to all of you. And I know that we've all a little prayered out right now. I'm going to play a few selections from the holidays, but I'll be getting back to the regular format. Now, there was a song written a few years back called Asukala, and we're going to hear the rabbi's sons singing it. It's in Yiddish. I looked up somebody by the name of Avi Shafran gave an English translation, and it was a little hard because he tried to make it rhyme. But let me read the English translation because it's in Yiddish, and then we'll get to it. A sukkala, quite small, wooden planks for each wall. Lovingly, I stood them upright. I laid thatch, tzkach, as a ceiling, and now, filled with deep feeling, I sit in my sukkala at night. A chill wind attacks, blowing through the cracks. The candles, they flicker and yearn. It's so strange a thing that, as the Kiddush I sing, the flames calm down, now quietly burn. In comes my daughter, bearing hot food and water, worry on her face like a pall. She just stands there shaking, and her voice nearly breaking says, Tatanu, the sukkah is going to fall. Dear daughter, don't fret. It hasn't fallen yet. The sukkah's fine. Banish your fright. There have been many such fears for nigh 2,000 years, yet the sukkah is still standing upright. That's his translation, and just let me read on the album cover. Yes, remember album covers? This is from their 33 album. They don't give the year, but it's about 30 years, at least 30 years ago. They say it's a profoundly touching folk song of nostalgic reminiscences into Israel's precarious history in the frail but persistent shadow of the sukkah. So let's hear the rabbi's sons with a sukkala.
A sukkala, a kleine. Von breiter Lach gemeine hab ich mir a Sukkele gemacht von dechtem Dach mit a bisseles Haar sitz ich mir in Sukkele bei Nacht, bei dechtem Dach, תביס אל אסחה סצח מרן סוכל לבנה
אבין תקלטין לוס תוך תשפלטין Und die lächterlich sei läschen sich viel. Es ist mir achidisch, wie ich mach mir kidisch. Und die lächterlich sei brennen ganz still. Es ist mir abgedacht, ich mach mir gedacht, und die Lächter noch sei brennen ganz still.
Zum ersten Gericht Mit a blassen Gesicht Bedenkt mir meine Tochter allein Sie stellt a weg Und sagt mit Schreck Tatele, die Socke bald, bald ein. Die stellt da weg und sagt mir schnell. Tatele, die Socke bald, bald ein.
Sei nicht Ein Narr Hab nicht kein Zahl Soll dir die Sucke nicht zahn bauen Es ist ein Gott Bald 2000 Und die Sockele, sie steht noch ganz lang.
Es ist ein Gott, war 2000 Jahr. Und die Sockele, sie steht
Sukkala, the Rabbi's Sons, a classic, certainly a classic. Well, these are next two selections are, well, let's just say it's for reminiscing. The selections are My Zadie, and then after that, Yiddish Mama, certainly our reflections with Yisker and so forth. And a wonderful reflection. Of course, the classic My Zadie is with Moshe Yes from the Megama Duo. It's hard to believe that he passed away a couple of years ago. He was terrific. Have to play more of him. Okay, let's go.
Zadie lived with us in my parents' home. He used to laugh, he put me on his knee, and he spoke about his life in Poland. He spoke but with a bitter memory. And he spoke about the soldiers who would beat him. They laughed at him, they tore his long black coat. And he spoke about a synagogue that they burnt down, and the crying that was heard beneath the smoke. But Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. His eyes lit up when he would teach me Torah. He taught me every line so carefully. He spoke about our slavery in Egypt, and how God took us out to make us free. But winter went by, summer came along. I went to camp to run and play. And when I came back home, they said, Zadie's gone, and all his books were packed and stored away. I don't know how or why it came to be. It happened slowly over many years. We just stopped being Jewish like my Zadie was, and no one cared enough to shed a tear. But Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a Seder Pesach night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. Many winters went by, many summers came along, and now my children sit in front of me. And who will be the Zadie of my children? Who will be their Zadie if not me? Who will be the Zadies of our children? Who will be their Zadies if not we? And Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right.
Oh, what a classic. That was Moshe Yes of the Megama Duo, and the classic My Zadie. And, you know, it's hard to believe that Moshe died just a few years ago. I'm sorry I don't have the exact date, but I will refer to it in the future. Okay, we have the Zadies, and there really isn't a song about the Bubbies. Well, yes, there is something on one of the selections of Country Yussie, but I think it's appropriate to play the classic Yiddish Mama. Of course, there are so many different wonderful versions, but for me, the classic of all classics is Yassel Rosenblatt. So while we're thinking of Zadie's and the Yiddish Mama, Yiddish Bubby, if you will, let's hear the great Yassel and a Yiddish Mama.
Ich will mein Jachakasche fragen, sucht mir, wer es kennt. mit welche Tayere Parmegis Bench got alleme. Me kauft das nicht für keine Geld, das gibt mir nur im Sinn. In der Hand mein Fahrerlicht zu entzeu, für drei Rennen mein Fahrergis. Als zweite gibt mir keine Mitte, es hilft sich kein Gewehr. Ahoi, wäre das verleiret, der wäscheut, wo sich ermähnt. A jüdische Mame, es gibt nicht besser auf der Welt. Jüdische Mame, oi weh, wie bitter, wenn sie fällt. Wie schön in lichtig ist ihr Haus, wenn die Mame sucht. Wie traurig wert, wenn Gott nimmt dir auf Eulam Habur. In Wasser, in Feier, wollt sie gelaufen, fahr ihr Kind. Nicht halten ihr Feier, oi, wie glücklich in Leid ist der Mensch wohlstand, als er schön immer zu einem Geschenk in Gott, nur ein altes jüdische Mann.
Oh, wow. Yossel Rosenblatt from the 1920s, Yiddisha Mama. Well, during the first hour and the second hour, I'll be still playing a few selections related to the High Holy Days. Still on our minds. The first album that Shlomo Kaulbach came out with was in 1959. And the name of the album was Haneshomaloch, Songs of My Soul. And so let's hear Shlomo Kaulbach and his classic Haneshomaloch from his first album. Let's see, 59 is 41, 50, 53 years ago. The great Shlomo. Thank you. classic Shlomo Kalbach from his first album 53 years ago. Yes, he was certainly a great influence on our lives, particularly in the world of Jewish music. And of course, he was so noted for some of his incredible stories. And one of my favorites is the blind chazan. So there'll be a little instrumentalization before he gets into it. So sit back and for those of you who are not familiar with this particular story, it's one of his great stories. Okay, as I say, it's a little extended. There'll be some music introducing it, and then his wonderful story. Shlomo Kalbach and the Blinde Chazen.
You know, everybody knows the Holy Temple was destroyed because we didn't love each other. You know, when you hate somebody, you think you have a reason. But, you know, the Torah says, "Sisno es lechicha bilvavecha." When you hate somebody, you're angry, you have to tell them because most of the time it's just a misunderstanding. You never know. So here's my story. Somewhere in Europe, without mentioning names, there's a besmedrush. I'm walking in and they're just beginning Shulchan Ad. Oy vey, the chazan has no voice. But not only no voice, no voice, you know, mamash. He has a no voice. And he can't read Hebrew. He doesn't know the words, no nigun. It was clear to me, most probably he's a rich man. Maybe his yotzeit after his mother-in-law, and we have to suffer. He gives $100 for the shul, and they let him daven. I thought, this is disgusting. Mamash, disgusting. Anybody for money can daven for the umet, you know, ach, it's the end of the world. So I decided, I'm not davening with this minion, I'm going in a corner for myself and daven. Okay, but what can you do when it comes to Kedusha? You have to say Kedusha with the minion, right? And Mama, she turned my kishkes over. He said, Mimkoimcho, Sophia, Mosai, and then he said, Tzidkecha. I couldn't believe that the people tolerate this. Now you have to open your hearts again. You know, when it comes to taking out the Torah, if you want to or not, you go up there to kiss the Holy Torah. So I'm walking up to the Bima, and suddenly I see that here is the chazan, and two people are holding him. I asked the person next to me, why are two people holding him? And they said to me, don't you know who this is? This is the blind chazan from Lemberg. Before the war, he had the most beautiful tenor. And all of Poland was coming to Lemberg just to hear him daven. But Lemberg, he was 5 years in Auschwitz. When I looked at his face, I could see Nebuch. He had no more eyes, just scars over his eyes from the whipping. And Nebuch, he lost his voice. Nebuch. And he didn't want to daven. He says, I don't know the words and I can't sing anymore. But the Yidden says, we remember you from Lemberg. Please, just one more time. Please, who can bring all our prayers, all our pain before God, if not you? I mean, can you imagine how he was davening? If I live 1,000 years, I will never daven in Yom Kippur like he davened on that Shabbos morning. I thought to myself, where are my ears? This Yid was davening. Who knows where his prayers reached, and I didn't even have the guts to daven with him. But you know, my beautiful friends, whenever you're at the end, then God has compassion upon you, and something happens, and someone gives you back your neshama. As he was coming down with the Torah, two people were holding him. As he passed me by, instead of kissing the Torah, I kissed his hand. And he said to the people holding him, who kissed my hand? So they told him, Shlomi Karbach. And suddenly he turned Nebuch, his blind eyes to me. And he said, hey, Shlomele, I like you negunim. Gave me back my soul. I stayed there for next a week, and every day I took him out on the boardwalk for long walks. What a yid. A few months later, I called up, his wife was on the phone, and I said to her, so, how's the Heilige Chazan? called up and his wife was on the phone. And I asked her, how is your holy husband? How is der heilige Chazen? And this is what she said. Don't you know, my husband has a new position. He became again the chazan in Gan Eden. He's again the chazan in Gan Eden. Who saw the tzaddikim, saw the holy people.
What a story, what a story. Only Shlomo could tell it. And I have a confession to make, if you could see me crying like a baby. I'm just so touched by that story and so many of his other stories. He was so special, Shlomo and the Blindachas and the Blenchas. What an incredible story. Okay. I'll get a hold of myself and let's go to an album, Schwebel, Scharf, and Levine. And this is, I'm sorry, Yale.
Me by care. say no. I me by care. The era and now curse you.
That was Yale by Schwebel, Scharf, and Levine. And I was listening to this, and thinking about Moshe Yes from the Megama Duo and Shlomo Kalbach and Schwebel, Scharf, and Levine and some others that I'll be playing later. And you know my inclination. It's not the loud, the trumpet and the drums that just drown out the what I call the Yabba Dabba Doo music. Anyway, you know I'm from a different generation, and I admit it. I was just enjoying that easygoing music. Okay, a little comedy, something a little different. This is the classic, The Gypsy Fortune Teller. And, of course, Betty Walker is the gypsy.
The Gypsy Fortune Teller.
Hello? Hello? Is the gypsy of the house in? Hello, sweetheart. I am your friendly neighborhood gypsy. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Miriam Beuter, internationally famous clairvoyant, fortune teller, mystic, palmist, astrologer, and caterer. Caterer? Yeah. On Fridays, I make fortune cookies. Now, how may I sign you with my supernatural powers?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Don't be bashful, darling. I also read cards, tea leaves, bumps on the head, crystal balls. In se habla español.
Well, maybe you can help me. I must contact my dear departed grandmother. Can you hold us youngs and bring her back so that I can talk to her?
Let me ask you a question. You got $5?
Yes, I do.
Then I'll get in touch with her immediately.
Could you please hurry, madam? I'm very anxious to speak to my grandmother.
Just a second, lady. After all, I haven't got a direct line. Besides, I haven't summoned the spirits yet. Quiet. Hello?
Granddaughter.
Oh, you've contacted her. You did it. Is that your grandmother?
Yes, it's me, my dear grandchild.
How are you, grandmother?
Very well, thank you.
Is that really your grandmother?
Yes, it's really me.
Then tell me one thing, grandmother.
Anything, my child.
When did you learn to speak English?
A classic from Betty Walker. Moshe Stern. This is a Yiddish song, a Gesang zu Yisrael. Yisrael, Yisrael, bist starker von Eisen. Israel, you are stronger than iron. I'm going to give you the translation. And you can demonstrate much heroism. Israel, we are proud of you with your victories and your strength without end. We look with fear how great the danger and your risk, with enemies with bloody hate who want to bring us pain and suffering. But with spiritual heroism, with a firm hand, we will bring joy and peace to the land. Your innocent blood flows. O heaven, note well how many or how the army defends the Holy Land. Bring to the enemies defeat and shame. Punish the enemy with their just deserts of defeat and shame. As a miracle, the new land came into being, thanks to chalutzim, brave heroes, and Jews with spiritual thoughts. After hundreds of years of yearning for the land of their fathers, for Jerusalem, the holy city. Okay, let's hear the great Moshe Stern, a Gesang to Israel, a song to Israel.
Yisroel, Yisroel, bist starker von Eisen, als du kennst so viel Gewure beweisen. Yisroel, mir seiner Stolz mit dir, mit deinen Siegen, mit deinem Mut und Afir. mir gucken mit Meire, wie greis dies abkohle und dein Gefahr. Gegraben von Sonne mit blutiger Sinne zu bringen uns weitig ohne Zahr, nur mit geistiger Gewura, mit a fester Hand, weil mir bringen Frieden schon zu dem Land. Nur mit geistiger Gewura, mit a fester Hand, weil mir bringen Frieden schon zu dem Land. Es gießt sich das junge unschuldige Blut. O Himmeln, Himmeln, guckt sich zu gut. Zahl verteidigt das heilige Land. Bringt euch die Sonne ihm, Mapole und Scham. Nur wie durch Anes ist aufgekommen das nahe Land. A dank die Chaluzim, Giborim und Helden und jeden mit göttlichen Gedank. Noch ihre Hunderter Bengschaft zu Erde von die Ovois, zu Jerusalem die heilige Stadt. Noch ihre Hunderter von dir weiß, zu Jerusalem die heilige Stadt.
Oh, the great, great Moshe Stern. I really do like boys choirs. I don't hide that. And one of my favorites, well, I have a lot of favorites, but the Tzil V'Zemer boys choir is a favorite. And let's hear Havein Yaker Li with the Tzil V'Zemer boys choir. Leo Vizimmer with Haven Yakir Lee. Well, while I have this album on, a favorite of mine, those of you who've listened to me, to my programs over the years, you know that their version of Betzeis Yisrael is a favorite.
Betzeis Yisrael.
Well, it's the old Zimmer Boys Choir. You know, nothing beats the sound of those wonderful young boys singing. And I do certainly enjoy boys choirs. Okay, this closing selection, it's a little different. It's not Jewish, it's not Yiddish, but it's sung by Jan Pierce. It's a song that I enjoy, and it's called "The Bluebird of Happiness." I just feel it's sort of Jewish, no? Well, anyway, Jan Pierce, "Bluebird of Happiness."
The beggar man and the mighty king are only different in name, for they are treated just the same by fate. Today a smile and tomorrow a tear, we're never sure what's in store. So learn your lesson before it is too late. So be like I, hold your head up high, till you find the bluebird of happiness. You will find greater peace of mind, knowing there's a bluebird of happiness. And when he sings to you, though you're deep in blue, creep through, and so remember this: life is no abyss. Somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness. The poet with his pen, the peasant with his plow, it makes no difference who you are, it's all the same somehow. The king upon his throne, the jester at his feet, the shop girl, the actress, the woman on the street. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fear. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. A biting, tearing pain and bubbling, sparkling fun. And no matter what you have, don't envy those you meet. It's all the same. It's in the game, the bitter and the sweet. And if things don't look so cheerful, just show a little fight. For every bit of darkness, there's a little bit of light. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. For every cloudy morning, there's a midnight moon. Search till you find the bluebird. You will find peace and contentment forever if you will be like I. Hold your head up high till you see a ray of light. And so remember this: life is no abyss. Somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness.
Jan Pierce with "Bluebird of Happiness," and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. We had a little bit of a hiatus with all the holidays, but we're back. This is show number 170 of October 15th, and I don't know, do you believe in New Year's resolutions? I have one resolution that I'd like you to make, and that is to help me expand the listenership of the program. Yeah, look, I do this as a labor of love to share my music with you, and you should have as a labor of love to share this music with others. So you're obviously listening on your computer, and you obviously have a lot of people on your email list. So take a couple of minutes and just dash off and say, hey, listen, charlieburnhout.com. Very simple. Give it a listen. You might enjoy it. Anyway, some of you may do this, and I know many people ask how you can help. This is certainly one way. So shalom for now, and stay tuned for the next hour of Chazanis, some interesting stuff coming up. So shalom, everyone, and again, thanks for joining with me.